This is the listening test. There are three tasks for the test. For each task of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. Remember, you must not speak during the test. And while you are listening, you can write your answers on the question paper of the testing notebook. Now, open your testing notebooks and look at Task 1, questions 1 to 6. You will listen to 6 recordings. There are 6 questions in this task. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. Now, look at the 3 pictures for question 1. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Yesterday was so embarrassing. I saw this man in the street.
And what happened?
You know, I love that series about the hospital.
Yes, and you like that doctor that stars in it too.
That's just it. I mistook the man in the street for him. He had a beard and he was dark-skinned with brown hair.
Right, but a lot of people look like that.
I know, but I was sure it was him. I stopped him and asked for his autograph. He looked very surprised.
I'm glad he didn't get annoyed.
Then we both took off our sunglasses and I realized that I'd made a mistake. We both had a good laugh about it.
Now, listen again.
Yesterday was so embarrassing. I saw this man in the street.
And what happened?
You know, I love that series about the hospital.
Yes, and you like that doctor that stars in it too.
That's just it. I mistook the man in the street for him. He had a beard and he was dark-skinned with brown hair.
Right, but a lot of people look like that.
I know, but I was sure it was him. I stopped him and asked for his autograph. He looked very surprised.
I'm glad he didn't get annoyed.
Then we both took off our sunglasses and I realized that I'd made a mistake. We both had a good laugh about it.
Now, look at the 3 pictures for question 2.
What do you think I should wear tomorrow to give my presentation?
Well, it's online, so there are some guidelines you should follow.
Would a blouse be okay? I have a new striped one that I could wear.
No, plain clothes look much better on camera.
I have another blouse I like, but it's very summery and sleeveless.
That's no good either. You need sleeves. Either short or long-sleeved is okay.
Well, I guess I'll have to wear the same as last time, my gray shirt.
Now, listen again.
What do you think I should wear tomorrow to give my presentation?
Well, it's online, so there are some guidelines you should follow.
Would a blouse be okay? I have a new striped one that I could wear.
No, plain clothes look much better on camera.
I have another blouse I like, but it's very summery and sleeveless.
That's no good either. You need sleeves. Either short or long-sleeved is okay.
Well, I guess I'll have to wear the same as last time, my gray shirt.
Now, look at the 3 pictures for question 3.
Francis, I've had a look at another house and I liked it a lot.
Great! Tell me what you saw.
Well, it wasn't a bungalow this time. This house has 2 stories.
Right. And does it have shutters?
Yes, and there's a lovely balcony on the front. It has a flat roof.
And is it in good condition?
Yes, very. The house next door was very run down, but that one's not for sale.
Now, listen again.
Francis, I've had a look at another house and I liked it a lot.
Great! Tell me what you saw.
Well, it wasn't a bungalow this time. This house has two stories.
Right. And does it have shutters?
Yes, and there's a lovely balcony on the front. It has a flat roof.
And is it in good condition?
Yes, very. The house next door was very run down, but that one's not for sale.
Now you have 10 seconds to look at question 4.
Wigs are back in fashion. And like hairstyles, wigs come in all shapes and sizes. Paris Hilton, the celebrity, recently admitted that she has a collection of more than 800 wigs. She uses some of them to avoid being recognized, but others are part of her outfits and depend on how she feels on any particular day. Paris Hilton is not the only famous person to wear a wig. Wearing wigs has become extremely popular because people want to change their hairstyles as often as their clothes as a way to show their own individuality.
Now, listen again.
Wigs are back in fashion. And like hairstyles, wigs come in all shapes and sizes. Paris Hilton, the celebrity, recently admitted that she has a collection of more than 800 wigs. She uses some of them to avoid being recognized, but others are part of her outfits and depend on how she feels on any particular day. Paris Hilton is not the only famous person to wear a wig. Wearing wigs has become extremely popular because people want to change their hairstyles as often as their clothes as a way to show their own individuality.
Now you have 10 seconds to look at question 5.
Do you think we've made the right choice?
Well, we've spent long enough discussing and examining everything, so I hope so.
I still wonder about those antique drawers. They were in excellent condition.
You know, I don't like second-hand furniture, though.
Yes, and I'm tired of dusting everything that's out on shelves.
That won't happen now. You can hang everything up in that new wardrobe.
I can't wait till they deliver it tomorrow.
Now, listen again.
Do you think we've made the right choice?
Well, we've spent long enough discussing and examining everything, so I hope so.
I still wonder about those antique drawers. They were in excellent condition.
You know, I don't like second-hand furniture, though.
Yes, and I'm tired of dusting everything that's out on shelves.
That won't happen now. You can hang everything up in that new wardrobe.
I can't wait till they deliver it tomorrow.
Now you have 10 seconds to look at question 6.
I've been researching international flip-flop recycling projects, and I've found some amazing ones. One Kenyan company, called Ocean Soul, is turning old flip-flops into works of art. The company aims to collect and recycle up to 400,000 flip-flops every year from the country's beaches and create recycled art which it will sell all over the world. On average, artists make around 8 colorful rubber animals a day in 4 different sizes.
Now, listen again.
I've been researching international flip-flop recycling projects, and I've found some amazing ones. One Kenyan company called Ocean Soul is turning old flip-flops into works of art. The company aims to collect and recycle up to 400,000 flip-flops every year from the country's beaches and create recycled art which it will sell all over the world. On average, artists make around 8 colorful rubber animals a day in 4 different sizes.
That is the end of Test 1.